Today's episode is all about quantum energy, ATP production, and how to mitigate the damage of EMFs and Wi-Fi with Philip from Lila Quantum.
If you vibrate in fear, then you call in fear, and you usually feel energetically contracted. You know, if you feel anger, same thing, right? Or shame, like then you kind of want to hide. You're not expanded at all. You're not on in a high consciousness level. If you move into unconditional love, that's at 500, 540 joy, you're more in these states of openness, of inviting also that into your life. So because it's, you have an attractor of you, basically. So, and whatever you radiate and vibrate is what you invite into your life. Even though the brain doesn't comprehend that, that's just really the way it is. That's why, you know, you can work with positive affirmations and things like that, as long as you, as they come from deep from within, that you feel them, not just like some words, empty words, don't do anything.
We have access to ancient healing strategies such as ketosis, fasting, and carnivore. And on the Keto Camp podcast, we are determined to deliver the science to you. We bring in the thought leaders in this space to have extraordinary conversations so you could apply it and change your life. Your body was built to thrive. Your body is capable of healing as long as you identify the interference and remove it. I believe you are a masterpiece because you are a piece of the master. My name is Ben Azadi. I'm the best-selling author of Keto Flex, and I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me.
Hey, hey, Keto Camper, thank you so much for pressing play today. Today's episode is with Philip from Lila Quantum. Philip came to Miami to record an in-person podcast at my studio here at Keto Camp HQ. All about quantum energy, all about ATP production, all about mitigating, harmonizing the damaging effects of Wi-Fi, EMFs, 5G, Bluetooth. Here is what we discuss today. Why so many people are struggling with fatigue, why their cells cannot function properly, and what to do about it to bring your cells back online. What is quantum energy and how to use it to wake up your cells? Really amazing scientific studies on Lila Quantum's products. If you've been watching me on social media, you see I have this necklace on. You see I have this, what's called an infinity block on my desk. This is from Lila Quantum. The necklace I wear all the time. When I travel, I wear their bomber jacket. Actually, I don't know if it's a bomber jacket, but I wear their jacket, which actually blocks EMFs. I wear their boxers, which blocks EMFs, and I have their infinity block, which structures water. I know it sounds crazy, just bear with me. And also their products have been shown. This is cool. Their research shows it helps your cells produce 22 to 29% more ATP, meaning more energy, more fat loss, by the way, with more energy. How to speed up wound healing, really important for diabetics who have wounds, but anybody who has wounds, they have a study that showed it speeds up wound healing 80 to 100%. We discuss the electric vehicles and Wi-Fi exposure, how it makes your blood thick and how to thin your blood using the infinity block, and so much more. This is a fascinating conversation. You're going to love it. We'll discuss Dr. Emoto's work, Hidden Messages of Water, how to structure food and water, what exactly that means. And you could get their products, by the way, Lila Quantum products, by heading to the link down below and using the coupon code KETOCAMP at checkout for 10% off. We'll discuss that a little bit later on this episode. Before I bring them on, I want to let you know we announced our brand new program, the Diabetes Method. Our mission is to reverse type 2 diabetes in 1 million people in the next 10 years. If you have diabetes, type 2, prediabetes, insulin resistant, PCOS, or know somebody who does, I encourage you or them to head over to diabetesmethod.com to learn more. We want to work with you. We want to help you reverse this for good, to break free from medication and get your life back. Diabetesmethod.com. Without further ado, let's have this discussion. Philip is the founder and CEO of Lila Quantum Tech. Also identifying as a coach, conscious entrepreneur, energy healing, he's an amazing human being. Throughout his business career, he held, this is interesting, an executive role in prominent companies, including T-Mobile, International T-Mobile US, where he served as the vice president. In his quest for answers, Philip encountered other energy products, many of which offered weak or no true quantum wellness. Among the few that claimed to work with quantum energy, some did so using electric or magnetic brute force, causing energetic distress to physiological organisms. Motivated by an inner calling, Philip set out to create cutting-edge products aimed to improving overall wellness, health, and providing significant energetic support. Collaborating with a top-notch healer network, he embarked on the development of Lila Quantum Technology, a protocol designed to operate without brute force, relying solely on pure quantum energy. Let's do this.
So many people struggle with energy, right? Fatigue, cyclical fatigue, chronic fatigue, and that's really a cellular issue. It's really the mitochondria not functioning the way that it was designed. It's not producing enough of this gasoline, the ATP, et cetera. Can you help us understand, Philip, how this works at the cell level, how the body produces energy at the cell level, and what are some things we can do to get more ATP flowing through the body so we could feel better?
Yeah, so on one hand, it's actually we can have some energy that's around us that is giving us some energy, and then it's literally the cells producing energy. And because of the bad nutrition, the bad air, the stressors that we're exposed to constantly, which could be bad thoughts, to be honest, right? And it could be things like anger and stuff like that, but then also EMF, obviously, and then many other things. They stress us to a point where then the cells stop working perfectly. And you can just overcome that with various tools, right? There's supplementation, there's obviously NAD shots and things like that. And then you can also add quantum energy, for example, that leads to an increase in ATP production. So there are various ways to do that. And I prefer the non-invasive way.
Yeah, which is the quantum energy way, which we're going to talk a lot about that. EMFs are, you know, 5G, Wi-Fi signals. It's invisible. It's hard to like pinpoint. Like I have a router right here in the room, right? There's Wi-Fi in this room. We can't see it, but we know it's causing some sort of cellular dysfunction, right? So can you explain what exactly is happening with the exposure to Wi-Fi, radiation, 5G, et cetera?
Yep. So first of all, I want to say, you know, I used to be vice president at T-Mobile in the US and in Europe. So forgive me, I'm not in the camp of EMF is just all bad. You know, I do understand like both sides, and really as a user also, there's a lot of convenience. So I want to say that because we're not going to live in a world where we tear down all the 5G towers and all of that. At the same time, we want to be aware of what's actually going on. And if you look at way over 1,000 independent studies that show the detrimental effects of EMF on the human body in short-term, mid-term, and long-term, then we need to pay attention. We need to figure out, okay, so how can we live in this world but not be negatively affected? And, you know, obviously we have 3G, 4G, 5G is now being rolled out. 5G always comes with 3G and tandem, basically. So that's a double whammy that we're exposed to. We have electric cars nowadays that are being promoted all over the place. And you could wonder why, because, you know, they cause you to get migraines, even chronic fatigue, chronic migraines, because they have such high EMF exposure, way higher than any other car.
So if we measured Tesla drivers versus gas drivers, we would see a difference in their cell function?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, it certainly depends on the actual person. But if you take one person and have him tested before, then have him drive a gas car and then have him drive an electric car. And by the way, it doesn't really matter whether it's a Tesla or, an electric Porsche. We know that they're all pretty much the same. But those levels are also increasing in gas cars. They're not as bad, I mean, by any means. But it's also increasing because you have a lot more electronic now in the cars. And then, you know, it's not just the car then, you know, the car itself already, you know, adds a lot of stress, but But then if you start using your phone and maybe you have a passenger that's also using the phone, then there's just a lot of activity. And then with an electric car, the issue also is the longer you drive, the worse it gets. And you can literally test that yourself with an EMF meter, right? So that's really not rocket science. And anyone that says there is no EMF exposure there, I mean, it's just flat out lying. And then it does have negative effects, which you can measure. You can measure that already within minutes, frankly. The Base Institute, as an example, in Austria, they went through some hoops to run a study with our technology in an electric car. I can't say which brand, because that was kind of, you know, I know which brand was the most powerful electric car on the market in Europe. And it's just crazy. They had one test person that couldn't even perform the test because after 20 minutes in that car, she needed to get out. She felt so bad and so sick.
Wow.
Migraines. And they are able to measure literally the organ health on an individual organ level and see how are the lungs doing? How's the skin? How's the heart? And all of that. And all of the organs relatively rapidly are impacted. And we're talking, you know, 1-2 minutes. And you already see the results changing very, very quickly to a point where you have deregulated organs, basically. And the longer you drive, the worse it gets. And then they tested it indeed with, you know, you're also on your cell phone. You have a passenger that's on the cell phone. They tested how does it change when they're in the car for an hour? And then what happens if you charge the battery? And then that's something where you should never be in the car, not even anywhere near.
When it's charging.
Yeah. I mean, the good news is our technology was able to neutralize 100% of all those negative effects, even with the charging of the battery. So that's really good news.
Oh.
But for the very sensitive people out there, you know, with our tech, the energy itself doesn't go away. You still have a lot of energy. And if you're extremely sensitive, I mean, you don't want to be in the car when the battery is being charged. It's just, don't do that.
Yeah, that's wild. Well, it was interesting that your product was able to neutralize that 100%.
Yes.
You mentioned quantum energy, and I think most people hear that. I don't think they understand what that is exactly. If you could just unpack what exactly you mean by quantum energy.
Yeah, well, it's the energy behind the matter. So we find, for example, quantum energy in every cell. Each cell has a quantum field. That's how the cells communicate. I think we all understand that we're mainly water on the physical level, right? On a molecular level, over 99% water, but it's not like that we feel that way. You know, I don't feel like an ocean. You probably don't.
No, I don't.
But yet here we are basically mainly being water, right? So now behind any matter, whether that's water or that's sufficiently charged.
Yes.
There's always space. There's more space than actual matter. And the space isn't empty. It is filled with quantum energy. That is the energy. It's not something artificial. It's something super, it's the most natural thing actually, because you could also call it source energy or the void, right? It's the energy you have in the void, the zero point energy. That's how some people call it. And yeah, so I don't really like the term quantum energy too much, to be honest. We ran with that because that's originally how we see it. And that's also how most people can understand it. However, we work with a very similar understanding that Tesla worked with. And Tesla, in his model, had the ether, which we have that in our understanding as well. It's just that mainstream science, if you're talking to some quantum physicist, they're going to tell you, well, there is no ether. But it's exactly the other way around. It's very interesting how that works. But, you know, we don't need to get into that. That's something that I think for the regular listeners, not of any concern, because the concern rather is, so if this is like the source energy, what does it do for us? Can it help me? Do I have any benefits from it? And how can I access it? Right. And that's kind of the breakthrough that we, you know, developed, that we can harness this field in a way never done before and super concentrated so that you can tap into it. So you could, like here, for example, you know, you're affected by it. You can hold your hands in there, and then there's an even greater effect. So it's something where you can always tap into that. Whereas quantum energy is everywhere, just not in high concentrations.
Mm-hmm.
And in high concentrations, that's when you can start seeing these incredible positive results on the energy system and, you know, on the physical, which we may get into, of course, but that's pretty much how it works.
It's super interesting. Quantum energy is everywhere. And what we have here, if you're watching on YouTube, is your product, the Infinity Block, Leela Quantum Infinity Block, which has been harnessed and with this quantum energy has been concentrated in here. What exactly is this doing for us right now? It's right next to us. For those who can't see it, it's just, how do you explain this? It's like this, it's like a block of gold with a space in between. You just took your can and of water and put it in there and took it out. So what did you just do to your water?
I charged it and it got structured and optimized. And I could have put some extra vitamins in there or a piece of a healing plan at the same time. And then I would have also informed the water with the information of that healing plan, which is information is the same as frequency. You can interchange these words. That's what you can do with it if you put water in there or if you put coffee in there or
so if you
anything
put,
else.
I put my coffee in here every morning, but let's say I put a cup of water in here and maybe like a supplement with like lion's mane mushroom. What's going to happen there?
So if you put supplements in there, I would, first of all, not charge it for more than like 30 seconds.
Okay.
That's already absolutely enough. And so what happens is, in general, that any packaging you have around that gets harmonized. And you may find that, you know, in plastic bottles and veggie caps and all of that. It's not necessarily the best frequency that gets harmonized. Mm. If there are any residues of herbicides or pesticides, whatever, that gets also harmonized on a frequency level. The core information of the substance that you put in there gets amplified. And so I'll give you an example. Like take a raspberry that's not a good raspberry. Like it's... I mean, I don't want to encourage anyone to buy non-GMO. I really don't, because I think you should always eat organic if you can. But if you took that, then there's, you know, the actual nutritional value of an original raspberry isn't there anymore. And you can get that information back in.
Hmm.
It sounds crazy, but that's literally what it does. You know, I mean... We're getting already into the details a little bit, but you know, we have a lot of evidence. And by the way, don't try that at home yet, but in regards to food sensitivities, if people put their foods in there and they're allergic to them, we have not only heard countless times that that works, you know, that they can then tolerate the substance. We've actually demonstrated it live on stage at Dave Asprey's biohacking conference.
Right, with Todd and crab meat, right?
Yeah,
share
exactly.
That story.
Yeah, so, you know, Todd is very allergic to honey, avocado, and crab meat. And then he tested it multiple times. Each time he charged the substances in the block, then he could tolerate them. And first he thought, well, okay, maybe the allergy is gone completely, which would be great, right? But that didn't happen. So he tried it without charging and he got the full allergic reaction.
Boy.
But then again, he tried it with charging and it, you know, was great. No reaction. So then I, Mitchell, and said, you know, let's just do this test live on stage so people can actually see that. So they put crab meat in his left arm. It was in front of over 100 people. And then it got instantly red, you know, little blisters started to come up and it got very itchy. The same crab meat was like in a circus, you know, right in front of everyone in the block. And after, I think, 5 minutes, they took it out, put the crab meat that was now charged, so the same crab meat, into the right arm and no allergic reaction.
Wow.
So that's very profound. And we've done 2 pilot studies by now in Germany in regards to gluten, lactose, sugar. You cannot be allergic to sugar, but you have a stress response.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because it always shows about 65 to 95% reduction in allergy or stress response after charging, which is quite cool. And it's pilot though, so we need way more research, you know, in order to provide guidance, but there's something there. And then we know from the Emoto Institute, obviously, you know, they tested what happens with water. And when they saw what our tech does, they asked us if they could distribute our products in Japan, which they've been
That's
doing
super
since
cool.
20 months. Yeah.
Yeah, I've spoken about Dr. Emoto before. Of course, his book, The Hidden Messages in Water, how they did high-speed photography on bodies of water. Next to the water was written these different messages, right? Hate, love, gratitude. And depending on whether it was a positive or a negative word, changed the crystals, the shape of the water. So of course, like love and gratitude turned into this beautiful crystal. Evil and hatred turned into this ugly looking crystal. So that's groundbreaking, you know, information. Dr. Emoto is the person who started with these researching these studies. And he has a clinic in Japan?
Yeah, and Masaru Emoto, who was, you know, the guy, the pioneer with water, he already died, I think just a few years ago. And then his son, Hiro Emoto, now runs the office.
And that's in Japan.
Yeah,
and they're using your products exclusively.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're selling our products there. And they've never done that in their whole history.
That's cool.
And
it sounds crazy. It really does. When I first heard about you guys, I forget who it was told me about you. It might have been Ben Greenfield or Nat Nidham. I don't know who it was, but I was like, wait, I asked them about the necklace. They're wearing the necklace. I'm like, what is that? Like, I'm wearing it now, of course, the heel capsule. And they're explaining it to me. I'm like, I'm all for woo-woo, but this sounds really woo-woo. Yeah. But then I went to your website and, you know, for example, this infinity block, one of the things I saw on your website, super fascinating. They did live blood analysis, this test, right? And they exposed these people to Wi-Fi, high amounts of Wi-Fi radiation, and it showed the blood starting to clot and come together. And then what they did is they put their hands in this infinity block for about 10 minutes and then retested, and it showed the blood going back to optimal state.
Yep.
That's pretty cool, dude.
That is correct. And it actually also works when it's just in the room. So we had Dr. Rubik done all those studies, even with just the block being somewhere.
So they
there.
Didn't, meaning they didn't have to put their hands in the block. Yeah. It was just in the vicinity, in the room, and it showed a positive effect.
Yeah. It's just, it works faster and more powerful when you put the hands inside. And the reason is because the field is most powerful inside.
Mm.
So the further you go away, the weaker it gets. But this thing, and this is the new infinity block. So this, I mean, this covers a kilometer in radius in EMF harmonization easily in the field. Seers could see the field probably in a 2 kilometer radius.
Hey, when was the last time you bit into a juicy burger or a perfectly cooked steak and thought to yourself, this is the best thing I've ever tasted? If it's been a while, it's probably because most meat products are conventionally raised, which not only affects the flavor profile, but significantly diminishes the beneficial nutrients and minerals. And believe it or not, even products that are labeled as grass-fed or ethically raised to make you think they're high quality are often finished on grain or in factory farms, which is why I am so excited to share something with you today that will not only help you avoid the hormones, antibiotics, and pesticide residues that diminish the taste of conventionally raised meat, but could also save you nearly $1,000 over the next year on your grocery bill. And the best part? This may be the best tasting thing you've had in a long time. So what the heck am I talking about? I'm talking about Wild Pastures Meat Delivery. They provide the highest quality meats from small, regenerative, family-run farms here in the United States that prioritize sustainability and animal welfare. Their beef is 100% grass-fed. Their pork and poultry are pasture-raised, something you won't find anywhere in the grocery store, resulting in meats that are not only healthier for you, but also better for the environment. One of the reasons why me and my fiance Natasha loves Wild Pastures is that we can opt out of supporting harmful conventional farming practices and instead support small, family-run farms without spending a fortune. And the convenience doesn't stop there. They offer delivery straight to your door so you can enjoy delicious, high-quality meats without even leaving your house. No matter where you are in the lower 48 states, Wild Pastures has got you covered. Not only is this the most convenient way to get your meat products, but Wild Pasture meats are better for you nutritionally, and they're higher in the total nutrients, phytonutrients, antioxidants, key fatty acids, vitamins, minerals, proteins, and amino acids. And today, for keto campers, for a limited time, you can get 20% off every box plus free shipping for life and $15 off your first box. This is a crazy deal, and I hope you take advantage of it. So make the switch to Wild Pastures today and save nearly $1,000 on your grocery bill while feeling healthier and enjoying the best tasting meats of your life. All you need to do is go to the link in the podcast notes down below. Everything is already applied. All you got to do is click that link, customize your order, and you'll have some delicious, healthy tasting meats very soon. Head to the podcast notes down below, click the link, enjoy your Wild Pastures. Okay, let's get right back to this episode.
I was just telling you before we hit record, when people come over, either like a podcast guest or a friend, they'll see this and like, what is that? And I'll explain to them the way I just explained it, the live blood analysis and what it does. But then I'll let them know, like, put your hands in there and let me know what you feel, right? And you know, sometimes nobody, like my fiance didn't notice anything, but other people go like, whoa, like there's this vortex in there. Like for me, when I first put my hands in it, I noticed a tingling and some warmth. I just felt like an energy. It was super cool. Why is it that some people notice, they notice it and some people do not notice anything?
Well, that's the sensitivity to energy or how we perceive energy. Mm. So when someone can see and perceive energy, they can see it all literally. And they're going to get one right now without me telling them anything about it because they know what it does. We have, I think, over 300 healers that use our products, and because it further amplifies what they do, it, you know, helps their work, and they can see the energy. Now, that's the one end of the spectrum, right? People that are very trained in that, they do that all the time. Then you have the people that feel themselves very well, and usually they can feel that as well. Also, when you're sensitive to EMF, you can sense that quite well. Then you have the other end of the spectrum where people may not be too connected with themselves. And, you know, I'm not breaking this down now to your girlfriend or partner at all, because it could also have different reasons. But in general, you know, people can't either feel the energy or they don't allow that in their minds, because it's, we've been trained to think and believe that that's not real. There is no energy. There is no frequency, right? It's just like the physical, the rational, the whatever I can touch and see with my own eyes, I believe in. And it, for some people, it's a very hard thing to actually allow that because it's the unknown. And then the view of the world and of ourselves can shift if we allow that to be true. And so that can be just a subconscious blockage also, you know. Those are the reasons why someone may not feel something. But then, you know, usually they feel it in a way when I tell them to do something specifically, they can feel it. And it works regardless, because you can also test, right? So someone doesn't need to believe in it for it to work, right? So that's, it's, all those studies are placebo controlled.
Yeah.
So no, so you could, in theory, if we had the setup here, we could do a blood test, you know, with her, for example. And then maybe after seeing that before and after, she would feel it more in the future.
Maybe, yeah.
But again, it's also not really, I mean, people don't need to feel it.
Yeah.
Right? As long, if she doesn't feel bad, you know, I mean, that's already a good thing, right?
But I also think that's like a challenge for, like, for if somebody doesn't feel like, you know, it's here, right? And I understand there's science and I actually feel it. But for the person who doesn't feel it, I imagine it's hard for them to believe it's doing anything unless you do something like that. You actually show them like, let's do a test, right? That's the difficult part, right? When I first got it and I started putting it together, even me, I was like, oh, okay, there's nothing it's attached to. Like, this is it. This is everything, right? Right? So it was even weird to me as I was putting it together, but I'm all in. Every morning, I'll put my cup of coffee in here for 4 minutes. You know, I'll structure it and drink it. I have the small one called?
The travel block.
The travel block that I take with me when I travel, because usually when I travel and I stay at a hotel, the EMFs impact my sleep, my HRV and all that. So I'll put that. Where is the best place to place the travel block when in my hotel room? On the nightstand? Is that too close to me or should it be farther away?
If you can sleep well with it on the nightstand, you can do that. For most people, I would recommend a little bit further away.
Like maybe the corner of the room? Because it energizes you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, or just like, yeah, exactly. Somewhere in the middle or, you know, not right next to the head. I mean, but if you can sleep well, go ahead and do that. You can also, you know, people can train their perceptions. So that's actually that happens with our products also, that people use it more. So you can start doing taste tests. So you can take some Fiji water and put it in two glasses. And one you charge for a minute and the other one you don't. And then you have your girlfriend drink a sip of both and then just tell you which is, you know, is the difference, which one tastes better. Things like that. You could do that with raspberries, you know, all these things.
That's interesting.
But she may not be interested in that, of course. But for people that really want to train their perception, you can start training that that way, certainly. And then also maybe just doing it on a more regular basis to put the hands inside or the feet and just feel or do meditation without, you know, this anywhere near, and then do one with the hands inside and feel, because that's actually what it does. It's a high consciousness field and it super uplifts our energy system. That's really what it does. And then all these physical changes, the optimization of the blood, the heart rate variability, ATP production, wound healing of human cells, all that happens just because of the energetics.
Hey, Keto Camper, what if there was an easy way to help detoxify your body, ease stress, unwind, and hey, even burn more calories? What I'm talking about is sauna usage. Now, there's a lot of studies that show the benefits of using a sauna, and it could be kind of complicated because they're expensive, and typically you have to go to a facility to use a sauna. What I love about my sauna is that it's a blanket that I use at the comfort of my own home. I use the one from Boncharge, and sauna blankets work by raising your heart rate to that of physical exercise, so you burn calories while you're relaxing, and you could burn up to 600 calories in one session. Sweating also helps flush out toxins like heavy metals from your body, and elevating your heart rate while relaxing releases endorphins, which can leave you feeling euphoric. I feel like I just got a 60-minute massage when I get out of this thing. It works by using infrared light, which heats the body directly rather than the air around you like a traditional sauna. This means you get the same benefits at a lower heat. You also don't need to have your head in the heat like a traditional sauna. It's very easy to use. You can enjoy a session of 30 to 45 minutes while relaxing, reading, watching TV, or meditating. It's easy to clean. It's low EMF, especially compared to other brands out there. Simple and easy to get set up. And even more important, you, Keto Camper, are offered a nice coupon code for Boncharge's products, including their infrared sauna blanket. So head over to boncharge.com/ketocamp and use the coupon code KETOCAMP at checkout to get 15% off your order. We'll drop that link down below along with the coupon code in the podcast notes. Okay, let's get right back to this episode.
You mentioned the increase in ATP, and I have in my notes, you have a study, I think, what was it, 22 to 30% increase in ATP, was it?
Yeah, it was 20 to 29% increase in ATP, three studies, randomized and double-blind, done by a university professor here in the U.S. in the university labs.
Which product was it? Was it the Heal capsule? Was it?
No, it's the energy of the blocks.
It was the Infinity block.
Mm-hmm. Any block can do that, and it depends then. You know, if we used one that I already have at home now, it would increase ATP way more already because it's way more powerful. If you took one that's, you know, older or not as powerful, you'll still get increase, but probably not as much. So it, you know, the field is always, does that all the time. The question is just then how powerful is your block?
Yeah.
So this one is very powerful. This one would do more than what the study showed because we had one that was way less than, actually way, way less. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, there's so many cool things about this. You know, you also have, I'm wearing this heel capsule that it looks pretty cool, but also there is these little beads in there that are charged as well.
Yeah.
And you have a new mini one as well that I saw that you guys just came out with. What is this doing for me? Something similar to the Infinity Block, just at a smaller scale, I imagine?
In part. So, you know, the beads are charged with pure quantum energy. So you have a quantum field there. But at the same time, the quantum energy acts as the carrier wave, if you will, to make available the frequencies that are in the capsule. So in the capsule, you have some etheric frequencies that activate the self-healing powers of the human body, but then also the molecular frequencies of the most important vitamins and minerals for the human body. So, you know, all your vitamin C, vitamin D, all these things, and your most important minerals you have there available in frequency form. So not only is EMF mitigated for the one that wears it, it optimizes your heart rate variability, and you have this nutritional benefit that actually can be felt by and with the cells. So we have two outcomes. The minimum outcome is that at some point you can reduce your nutrition. So whatever supplementation you take that's also in there in frequency form, you can take less of at some point, and it works better. So when you take it, it has a greater effect. And it seems to be the reason that the cells are reminded of the core information of that, and that the bioavailability of any substance you take in then with these same frequencies vitamins and minerals increases. So that's something that happens at minimum, what we've seen. And then there's maybe 5-10% of the people that don't have to take any vitamins or minerals anymore, and they maintain optimal levels. I'm not in that camp. I take the supplements when I feel I need them, and it's way less than I used to. When I have a lot of physical exercise or I feel like I may get sick or something like that, then I start taking them. And I just feel a great effect. And I love to take, you know, great supplementation. But again, it's something I don't need all the time.
Yeah. You mentioned wound healing, and there's a study you referenced. What was it, 60 to 100% increase in wound healing?
85 to 100% acceleration. 85 to 100%
acceleration in wound healing with the Infinity Block?
Yep. It's, again, the blocks. We've also tested it with our quantum upgrade, and it's the same thing. Again, randomized double-blind study, same professor in the university lab, two studies done, and you scratch cells with a laser. That's how it works. You know that, I mean, we don't do, I have no clue, I mean, how that even works, right? But in their lab, like, they're all set up for that. So they scratch all the cells, then you have a control group that doesn't get charged. And then you have, and it's double blind, so the professor doesn't even know now, okay, which is the Petri dish or which are the Petri dishes that are in the treated group versus none, and afterwards it's revealed so that you have a truly double blind effect. And then you have the treated group, you know, the cells that get charged, and then you see, a phenomenal acceleration in wound healing, which is, I mean, that's a lot. Yeah,
that's really, really cool. I mean, think about how many people, like diabetics, for example, who need assistance with their wounds, right? Their wound healing, because they tend to repair slower. This could be a game changer for diabetics, which is a large majority of my audience, by the way. One of the things you had mentioned is that you also use like special healers as well to harness the energy. Is that right?
Well, yes. I mean, we have a healer network of super gifted people. You could say it's like an X-Men team.
Yeah, that's cool.
Not really the X-Men that would, you know, throw fire or something like that. But on a frequency level, indeed, like absolutely incredible capabilities of seeing frequencies on a granular level and working with energy. And so that cuts down our development time by decades, probably.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. It is quite cool. And so with them, we develop frequencies, we test products, we further develop the products. And then, you know, obviously we already know what they do. I mean, at least in a pretty good view. And then we get them into the scientific testing and then scientific studies, and then we find out even more. You know, like for example, with the blood, we knew the blocks optimize the blood and then the capsule as well and all of that, and that it got better. We knew it would have an impact on blood clotting, so it reverses stage one and stage two of blood clotting just within 10 minutes, things like that. That's something we knew of. And then it got just validated by the studies. However, what was also found is that the white blood cell activity and motility increased, which we did not know before. And then the Beza Institute found out that there was even a reduction in parasitic load in the blood.
Wow.
Which is, that's crazy. And they had one test person actually where the parasitic loads decreased by 80% in 15 minutes.
That's insane.
Yeah, no, it is insane. So that's quite something. And that's something we just didn't know. We just knew, okay, there's more health in the blood, more blood flow and all of that. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those benefits in terms of like the blood clotting, what it does to reduce the viscosity, similar to like earthing and grounding when you're outside, you get this immediate benefit. It's like taking a handful of antioxidants.
Yeah.
So 10 minutes in there with your hands is like the optimal. That's where the studies show, right? You see that reduction in the viscosity.
Yeah.
10 minutes hands in the infinity block.
Crazy thing is, I don't know how far your listeners are, but hey, if you want to have a mind-bending podcast today, so, you know, you can put your picture inside. You can try that with your girlfriend. I mean, she should be aware of it though. And see if she can sleep well if you do that. And just put her in like, I mean, the regular, I don't know when she starts to wind down her day. If she has nothing on the next day and can afford that, put her in and see how the night is. She may be just way too stimulated, or she wakes up way early. Like that's what happened to Ben Greenfield when he tried our quantum upgrade. He cranked it up and he was like, well, that's cool. And then he could not sleep for two or three nights. And where we tell everyone, like at night, you need to level that down, right? And he's like, oh my God, this is working. This is really freaking working. And then he asked me, like, what's going on? And I was like, you got to put it down for the night, right? Put it on 500 at the night. And he slept like a baby, you know, because if you have the energy throughout the day and you have a good level at night, you sleep like a baby.
Yeah.
But you can't crank it up too much and you know, have all that energy, you know, what are you going to do with that, right?
So you're saying if I put a photo in the infinity block, let's say, because we go to bed like at 10 p.m. So let's say at 9:30 p.m., I put a photo in here of my fiance, Natasha, it'll prevent her, it'll energize her is what you're saying.
It'll definitely energize her. She may be able to sleep because everyone has a different type of sleep, but then she may have like super strong dreams or I don't know, she may wake up and be like super thirsty. Like I can't tell you exactly how it's going to show up for her, but it will show up somehow. I mean, I'd be surprised if not. But then again, I don't know if that's the best thing to do for the night. Yeah. Maybe throughout the day.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if she exercises or something like that, because people that exercise on a regular basis, they usually feel their body quite well and how it is in this exercise. And putting the picture inside during that, then you will be in the field because that's quantum entanglement. That's how that works. And then, I mean, people feel that. It's crazy. You know, that's where the ATP production actually increases also. Like you,
I'm trying to just wrap my head around that, you know, like a photo of somebody. How is that translating to... I don't understand. I just don't get how that's translating to her energy levels.
So because everyone has it just needs to be a unique identifier to the source of that energy. In that case, a picture of you would clearly be the link to you. So you put that inside and then you're in the field because that's the link. It's just been put in the field. And as long as you have that in there, you're in the field. And it doesn't matter where you go. You could travel to Australia. You could go to the grocery shop. Shopping somewhere, go to a hotel, airport, doesn't matter. As long as your picture's in there, you're in the field. And you could also write down your information. Your birth date, your name, where you were born, that would also work. You could take, if you took a piece of your DNA and put it in there, same thing. The effect is slightly different. So we actually tested that. And we got studies, you know, that it's like there's, it works 100% of the cases. It's not random at all. It just works. But there are various ways on how you can do it. So experiment with that. You know, take a picture of yourself, put it in and Can I do some exercise, you know?
Can it be my phone, like a photo on my phone in there, or does it have to be a printout photo?
I would take a printout photo for the reason that, I mean, you can charge your phone, which is actually a great idea, but 2-3 minutes is enough. And then you would just overcharge the phone.
Okay.
Over time, yeah.
You mentioned this, Ben Greenfield had like this, what did you call it? Leela upgrade? Is that what you said?
Quantum upgrade.
Quantum upgrade. Yeah. What's that? That's different than what we're talking about.
Yeah, here. So Leela Quantum Tech is all about the physical products. It's like the water bottles, the capsule, the blocks, anything that you can touch really and that you can take somewhere. And then the quantum upgrade really works just over distance. It's a newly developed system, like a huge advanced system based on this technology. It's an analog system that can do quite some amazing things. It can do way more than just what one block could do. And then we were able to build a bridge to a digital front end so that you can level up and down the strength of the field. You can book in frequencies. You know, Ben could say, okay, at nights I want it on the Hawkins level 500 or 600. I want the inner peace frequency at night. You know, I want to sleep well. But, you know, next day I have a tennis match. So I want it, you know, at 800 throughout the day. But when the tennis match starts, I set myself a booster to 1,400 on the Hawkins scale as an example. And I book in the Olympic performance frequency, which further amplifies, you know, muscle performance and mitochondria performance. And that's how we would do it. And then that happens.
So are they using like his address to do that? Like, is it going into his home? Like, depending on its like address, or how is that working?
Yeah, you can do it in various ways. We have different services. You could choose it just for yourself.
Mm.
And by the way, for yourself, you can test that. You know, it's a 7-day free trial that we offer for people. You know, to just try and feel into it. So you can have it for yourself, and that's literally always just for you. You could have it for the whole home. That's not as powerful for you.
Understood. Yeah.
It's like being in the shower or being in the pool. That's sort of the difference.
Got it.
But then the home covers your dog. It covers everything literally. So that's a great choice as well. And then there's different options.
You know? That's super interesting. You know, I know those watching and listening are like, wait, what? What are they talking about? Hey, look, go to the website, leelaq.com. If you want to look at the research studies, there's a whole bunch of great ones out there. And there's different products. We mentioned the Heal capsule. You have boxers that I wear when I travel. And even when I don't travel, that help block EMFs. You have the jacket that I wear when I travel that helps harmonize EMFs. And then, of course, you have the Infinity Blocks, the one that I have here, and then the travel one. So it's leelaq.com. If you use the coupon code KETOCAMP, that is camp with a K. If you're watching on YouTube, it's the sign right behind me, Keto Camp. And then you'll get a nice discount. Where do they go for that upgraded quantum upgrade?
That would be quantumupgrade.io.
Quantumupgrade.io. 7-day trial, you said, for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could check that out. Have you ever felt off during your keto journey or carnivore journey? Maybe you experienced a headache, some fatigue, pesky cravings. This can happen when your body loses vital minerals, especially when following a keto diet. Here's what happens. When you lower insulin on keto and carnivore and fasting, you shed excess body weight. This is fantastic because you look lighter and feel lighter. However, you lose essential minerals like potassium, sodium, and magnesium. That's where Beam Mineral steps in. It's a full-spectrum, concentrated electrolyte and mineral supplement that gives you all the essentials your body needs. Beam Mineral products are the perfect support for anyone doing keto, carnivore, and fasting. It does not break your fast. It does not contain any anti-nutrients, so it is carnivore friendly. It tastes just like water. It helps to keep your carb cravings at bay and to keep you in this fat-adapted state we love called ketosis. I love this product. I drink it daily. I give it to my dog as well. So give Beam Minerals a try today for an enhanced keto, carnivore, and fasting experience. Head over to beamminerals.com and use the coupon code AZADI, which is my last name, A-Z-A-D-I,
for a special discount. That is bminerals.com, BEAMMINERALS.com. Coupon code Azadi. We'll put that down below in the podcast notes. All right, let's get back to this interview.
Out of all the things that you've researched with this technology, what has been like the most surprising, shocking research that you're like, I can't believe that it did this?
Well, I think it was really the wound healing, 85 to 100% acceleration, I thought was quite strong as a result. So that was incredible. The parasitic load was amazing. And then actually there was one we didn't yet talk about. That was a clinical trial with 42 autistic kids in India, run by a clinic that specialized on autism and treating autistic kids. And they developed a pretty cool program actually for these kids, all based on diet and nutrition and taking care of parasites and all of that. And they were able to get down the so-called attic score by 10 basis points throughout their program. But then it like levels out. There's nothing more possible, even if they just stay on the diet and all of that. That's the 10 basis points, the max they can do. And they became aware of our technology and heard by someone out of our community that they had success with their autistic child.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was interesting because they actually did the photo thing. So that was a dad.
Really?
He put the photo of his child in every Monday, and Monday used to be the worst day of the week for that kid. The kid got evaluated multiple times throughout each day by the team that just takes care of this kid. And then they figured, wow, Mondays is now the best day. And he reported that in our private Telegram group, right? And then that doctor heard of that and was like, wow, you know, this is amazing. We would like to run a study and see, you know, if that can be replicated and if we see these positive results as well. Long story short, it ran over 6 months. It was 3 months of quantum healing over distance with the infinity block. And then it was 3 months of wearing a capsule like that, but it was customized towards, you know, the autistic kids. We had some specific frequencies in there that just support them on that level. And we were able to get down the attic score by another 20 basis points.
Wow.
Yeah, there were a couple of kids off the spectrum after that.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's really, really remarkable, especially if you think about, you know, the CDC's projecting that one in two children will be born on the autism spectrum by 2032.
That's crazy.
It's not too far away. So the photo thing sounds like it works. Now, let me ask you this. If you put a photo in there of President Biden, will it help him have more energy and run the country better?
So first of all, two things to mention because and that's nothing we did to the field. Like we only concentrated and harnessed it, but the nature of the field is to harmonize and neutralize everything that's destructive or harmful to life and consciousness. Now, that also is in it, and it amplifies everything that's supportive to life and consciousness. That's really, in essence, all you need to understand. If you really get that, then you know everything it does or what it can do. You could not do voodoo with this. You could not put a picture of someone in there and, let's say, put a death wish in there or put a herbicide or a fungicide in there. It's like, oh, you know, see how that guy does with the fungicide. It just doesn't work because the fungicide frequency is a harmful frequency and gets instantly neutralized. It's just the field just eliminates it from the field. It's not there. So you couldn't do that. And I think that's important to mention. And that's also, otherwise we would have never released this technology if it could be
used
for nefarious purposes. Yeah. Now, usually you would want to get the consent of someone if you do something like that, right? There's exceptions, you know, if you have an uncle in the hospital that is in the coma, you know, you can just, you just check in or ask, you know, whoever in the family for that. I would usually ask for consent, but, you know, since it's a neutral quantum energy field, no specific frequencies, no other intentions in there, you can still do something like that. And everyone on a soul level, though, can decide to not have it impact them on such a deep level, if you understand what I mean. So someone like the one that you mentioned, could on a soul level also just reject the field. It would be very hard to reject it, and some effects would definitely be there because it just works that way. But yeah, that's as far as I want to get into politicians.
Yeah, no, me too. Believe me, we're staying out of politics. I was just making a funny statement. Yeah, that's it. I'm glad that you can't use it nefariously, you know, for evil. Is it safe to say the longer the photo's in there, the more energy it gives that person?
Yes. And since, you know, these are so high consciousness fields, and, you know, there's the so-called Hawkins scale that some
people... Yeah, share the Hawkins scale. Some people read Power versus Force, but I don't think most know what that is. What is that?
So it's Hawkins set this consciousness scale and basically determined and found out that the low levels of consciousness, you know, would be in the lower hundreds, like anger, shame, guilt. Yeah. Those are all states of vibration, basically. You know, if you vibrate in fear, then you call in fear, and you usually feel energetically contracted. You know, if you feel anger, same thing, right? Or shame, like then you kind of want to hide. You're not expanded at all. You're not in a high consciousness level. If you move into unconditional love, that's at 500, 540 joy, you're more in these states of openness, of inviting also that into your life. So because it's, you have an attractor field, basically. So, and whatever you radiate and vibrate is what you invite into your life, even though the brain doesn't comprehend that. That's just really the way it is. That's why, you know, you can work with positive affirmations and things like that, as long as you, as they come from deep from within, that you feel them, not just like some words, empty words, don't do anything.
Yeah.
So he set the scale from 0 to 1,000, and our products, like this one, for example, break the Hawkins scale. Literally, like this one is at over 3,000 on the Hawkins scale. And how can that be, right? So because actually everything shifted on Earth about 10 to 15 years ago.
How long ago?
About 10 to 15 years ago, where a massive shift happened on Earth, where basically the vibrational state that the Earth was vibrating in changed so significantly that much, much higher vibrations are possible on Earth now for objects, for people, for anything, basically. And that is why all this has shifted. There isn't an end anymore. There's no limit. It's also not 3,000. It's also not the limit. We actually can't see a limit anymore. And so, and we don't know where it's going to go. We'll just go with the flow, but it's quite profound. And what's also profound, and that's a good message for everyone. So at the time Hawkins wrote the book, he said that an individual, a regular human, could only like increase their consciousness level throughout a lifetime by maybe like 20, 25, 30 points or something like that. That is completely outdated. Absolutely outdated. Like you can literally increase it by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of points, because think of it as, you know, you have soil where a seed can grow, and the seed grows and form. Before that, at some point you had just concrete and no soil, and it wasn't possible for any seed to develop or anything. But now suddenly you have fertile ground, and everything can spread. That's pretty much what we're seeing now.
That's so fascinating. Yeah. Why do you think this shift occurred 10 to 15 years ago? What do you think the primary reason was?
Well, the reason is just because that's the way it is. I mean, that's a stupid answer, but it's actually the truth. We're coming out of the so-called Kali Yuga. It's a long, long, long age of darkness. Darkness means we forget or forgot who we are. We forgot the nature of ourselves, that we're energy and frequency. Everything is very focused on the physical, on the material. Everything is very dense. We lost the ability for telepathy, for all these things, right? We even forgot who we are ourselves, right? So we're moving out of that age. So it's very clear that because of that, also these frequencies and energies are now shifting, that and tools also like these are popping up now where you can suddenly increase your own vibration. And then you're starting to realize that it's just the time. And I bet you, you know, if we sit here in 5 years, there's not going to be a single person listening that's like, oh, this sounds crazy.
Really? You think this is going to be mainstream?
It's going to be quite rapid. 5 years, telling you.
All right. You heard it. Philip, Mark, you know, 5 years. Let's ask Philip the same. We'll bring him back here in 5 years. Yeah, it's very, very interesting. What's next for Lila Q? What are you working on next? What's the next big thing?
It's a good question. So, I mean, we're further developing the quantum upgrade on one end, and we just had a huge mega release of further levels that we made available. We're working on some super exciting studies for Lila Quantum Tech. I think we're moving a lot into professional athlete studies in 2024, which is super exciting. And in terms of, you know, there's research, constant research. There's, you know, we're looking at longevity. We're looking at several biomarkers. I think we're doing another big study in regards to HRV. So actually there's a men's health study underway with the underwear, you know, which I think is exciting.
So what, like looking at sperm count, testosterone?
Sperm count, sperm quality, you know.
That's important.
Testosterone levels.
That's especially with the decline in fertility. Yeah. That's so important.
Yeah.
Well, that's super cool. I think professional athletes, definitely you're going to see some cool results with that. It makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah.
To recover. I like the idea of doing the testing, as you mentioned, with like my fiance, with like having a structured water and a regular water and seeing if there's a difference. Caroline Allen, who was just here, I was just telling you from Beam Mineral, she said that there was a zoo in, I think she said in Europe, where they got a whole bunch of her Beam Minerals. And they gave all the animals at the zoo, they gave a bowl of the Beam Minerals electrolytes and then just regular water. And all the animals chose the Beam Minerals water. Like they know healing, right? So I would be curious if we did something similar, like to my dog, right? A bowl of structured water that I put in here and the Infinity Block and regular water. Have you tested that out at all to see if your dog prefers either one? Or
I have not tested that with our dog, but I would be very confident she would go do
the
charged water. Because I mean, dogs, they love it. Cats, you know, they're very drawn to this energy.
They know healing. Yeah, yeah. Like our cats, I have the red light panel there. Every morning they're in here waiting for us to turn it on. Like they know healing. I love it. I have a final question for you. I talk a lot about, I call it vitamin G, gratitude.
Yeah.
Very powerful, potent. You talk about the Hawkins scale, like that'll elevate that like immediately, right? Several levels. Gratitude is so important to me. You mentioned it's not just about like the affirmations or saying what you're grateful for. It's about feeling it and feeling that gratitude. Neville Goddard used to talk about this, like feeling is the secret. This guy knew this in the 1950s. So what I want to ask you, what do you have gratitude for today? What do you have vitamin G for today?
I'm very grateful I can be here. I'm grateful I could bring my dog.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful that, you know, we have listeners that are open to this and that get into this, that maybe do some research and to help, you know, bring up the spark in people that there's more in life than just the physical, the material, that I can do that and help with that. As a midwife in the process, I'm grateful for that.
That's awesome. It's beautiful. You're so right. A lot of people think I need to see it before I believe it. When the truth is, it's the complete opposite. Like, once you believe it, then you see it, right? So we encourage you all to have faith in what we spoke about today and do your own research. Go to lilaq.com. Check out the research studies, the ones that are already on the website. You have a whole page dedicated to the studies and the ones that are coming out. And go check out the products. Test it out for yourself. That's the ultimate way. Like, you test it out for yourself. I notice a difference. Get whichever product resonates with you. Use the coupon code KETOCAMP. And me and Philip are now off to the Biohacker Expo to have some fun there. So thank you so much for making it happen today, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Philip. He is awesome. Their products are amazing. I know it sounds crazy and woo-woo, but they actually have a whole bunch of research studies on their website. I encourage you to check it out. Click the link down below. Use the coupon code KETOCAMP, camp with a K, to get 10% off your entire order.
go check out the social media and the resources and the timestamps of today's episode in the podcast notes down below. Consider sharing this with a friend and leaving it a rating and review. And go check out the Diabetes Method to learn more about how to reverse your type 2 diabetes if you have it or know somebody who does. It's diabetesmethod.com. Thank you. I appreciate you. I'll see you on the next episode. This podcast is for information purposes only. Statements and views expressed on this podcast are not medical advice. This podcast, including Benazade, disclaims responsibility from any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not accept responsibility of statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or non-direct interest in products or services referred to herein. If you think you have a medical problem, consult a licensed physician.